that is a whole miserable subculture.
Every day I give thanks that I could breathe, cause I know there was a few of us here that had to leave. I'm happy for a life that I didn't have to thieve, cause the soul to the devil is one you can't retrieve. It's been a long time since Pumas and Gabardines, now it's Timberland, Boots and Maurice, Malone jeans. At every intersection I'm stopped by crack fiends, cause the order of the day is get paid by any means. There ain't much to separate me from that shit, like my mom's and my 8th grade teacher and that's it. If I didn't have them there, then I guess that I would fit the description of some nigga the feds was out to get. See, every day I walk on this earth a nigga strives, surrounded by these crackhead kids and bad and wise. I walk around with baseball bats and steak knives. The dope, the pushes, the addicts and low lies, what? Nigga hide his style in many ways. You gotta watch out for the moves and trick plays, cause I seen some that got more game than Willie Mays. And if you take a loss one day and they be gone, it's a small price to pay to find out what they was on. Your trust and foul niggas account was overdrawn, but it's one less snake in the grass to stumble on. It used to be that every black kid that drove an act either sold guns on his block or slung crack. Now white collar criminal niggas is on track with some suit and tie shit that's hard to counteract. Niggas finally learning the game and that's fly. How to hustle, get that dope, but don't die. And that's why you see those feds in Bed-Stuy with the dopes, the pushes and addicts. Oh my.
The dopes, the pushes, the addicts, everybody.
Dope heads, pushers, addicts, winos, prostitutes, pimps, bluntheads, alcoholics, crackheads, hustlers, pickpockets, dealers, thieves, murderers, rapists, con artists, it's your world.